Do you remember that VH1 show, Pop-Up Video? That's a throwback. It was when music videos were it, and VH1 would show the biggest hits from the 80s and 90s, like Culture Club's Karma Chameleon, with a pop-up that gave background information. Last week, the Charlotte Symphony Orchestra tried out its own throwback, but this one was to the music of the 1800s. The symphony played selections of operas by Verdi, Mascagni, and Wagner, alongside the oratorio singers and opera soloists. The concert was called Pop-Up Opera. As the symphony played, a screen flashed fun facts, composers' love affairs, opera mishaps, and tidbits about the lives of Charlotte Symphony musicians. And where in a traditional symphony performance, a loud whisper may get you the stink eye, in this one, you could even laugh.
A lot of orchestras around the country are having a hard time defining who they want to be in the 21st century.
Giacomo Byros is a 36-year-old guest conductor with a symphony.
And good old Charlotte is doing things very proactively for that. They're trying a bunch of different formatting things to help bring together a new sort of collective of music lovers that will take over the generation that's currently our greatest supporters. Because at some point in time, the people who love to come to the symphony just aren't going to be around much longer.
This year, the symphony expects about $2.4 million, or about 27% of its budget, to come from contributions by individuals and foundations. Now, that excludes ticket revenue. And the symphony's largest contributions come from the oldest segment of its audience. This isn't uncommon in fundraising. Older crowds do tend to have more expendable income to donate. But Giacomo says symphonies need to keep in mind the generational differences between today's contributors and tomorrow's.
The people in our generation didn't come up with this sort of education in the schools and the sort of cultural education and identification toward classical music and symphonic music as, you know, previous generations did. So what is our role in trying to attract people that are under 40, Generation X, Generation Y, or millennials? Part of our role is to change format, because the music's great. The music isn't going to change.
So the Night Sounds concerts are shorter. 1 hour instead of the usual two. A drink comes with every ticket, and there's always a pre- and post-party reception. Guests at tonight's after-party are trying out a photo booth set up in the lobby, equipped with props.
Okay, wait. Let me make a face.
Your choices include a Viking helmet, sombrero, huge sunglasses.
Wait! Oh, I wasn't looking!
The results of the series are mixed. The crowd is slightly more diverse, and according to the symphony's numbers, newcomers make up about 14% of Night Sounds concerts. But that's about the same you'd get at a traditional concert. The symphony's music director, Christopher Warren Green, helped start the series 3 years ago. He says it's still a learning curve.
We have to find out what the audience wants, and how, you know, what's popular, what isn't. But the important thing is that the people who are coming are seeing classical music in the kind of light that some people don't expect it to be.
In other words, adapting to your surroundings like a chameleon. For WFAE News, I'm Brianna Duggan in Charlotte. Come, 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 come.